神韵交响乐团9月27号晚上在美国首都华盛顿肯尼迪国家剧院的演出，以中西合璧的大型交响乐队呈现神韵原创音乐及西方经典曲目，令观众感受到东西方音乐精华之鼓舞人心的力量。
It very soulful, soulful, and it very expressive.
I loved it. It was beautiful. Really unique show, wonderful collection of pieces. I love the versatility of the orchestra, and it was really nice to see some of the classical Chinese instruments. I hadn't seen them in concert before.
凯利夫妇认为，听神韵交响乐让孩子们受益匪浅。
I think it's a great way for them to see different instruments, for them to get a little culture and to enjoy a nice evening out.
米姆斯先生表示，神韵交响乐团融合东西方音乐的形式，正在引领世界新潮流。
I would say, as a psychologist, that this is a great representation of the trend that I think the whole world is going in, which is blending cultures, both in individuals and in large groups, sharing our music, sharing the things that we love with each other, and coming out with something that's unique of its on its own.
雷摩斯先生将会把演出推荐给所有的朋友。
I would recommend this to my friends, all of them. Everybody should come see it. Well, hopefully they take some peacefulness, they take an enlightened sense of where they belong in the world and what they can contribute, and hopefully they just have a great time.
现场记者新方雪莉，美国首都华盛顿 DC 报道。
神韵交响乐团在华盛顿 DC 的演出，令观众感受到东西方音乐精华的鼓舞人心的力量。我们来看一看演出之后记者对观众的采访。
This is my first symphony, and it's definitely not going to be my last. The music was, it was moving. It was a very interesting. We had excellent seats, and seeing each of the performers, how the harmony came together, and watching the different sections of instruments playing, it kept my interest the entire show.
神韵交响乐团圆了亚当夫妇的中国梦。
I mean, they're just very powerful. I mean, it made me really feel like I was transformed into some other, you know, Asian country.
Yeah, so, yeah, China. Yeah. I'm Japanese, but I always wanted to be a Chinese since I was little.
亚当夫妇表示，希望听到更多中国特色的音乐。雪玛丽尔女士感受到从神韵乐团演奏中散发出的强大能量。
I loved the concert. It was especially the very beginning with the ancient instruments, that ancient sound that goes with it, because I've become a student of ancient China, and I really wanted to hear that sound, and there was that energy there that they were talking about. It came through with those instruments, and they worked together to create the music, and a kind of sense of community, that sense of purpose. It comes through in their playing and how they play together, too, and I think we need more of that in this world, less competition and more people coming together.To accomplish a purpose together.
史密斯先生表示，神韵交响乐团的独特风格只有亲自体验才能感受。
I would tell them they just need to come and hear it for themselves, and I think, you know, it's a unique, different experience that they wouldn't otherwise have, and they should try it.
现场记者新方雪莉，美国首都华盛顿 DC 报道。
但与此同时，我觉得天下没有这么凑巧的事儿。在美国 DC 有另外一件事情发生，我觉得可以形成鲜明的对比和参照。那这篇报道是这么说的：感受到天堂的意境，神韵交响乐团带给人无限启迪。内容是9月27号，美国首都肯尼迪中心的音乐厅迎来了神韵交响乐团2013年全球首场演出。那我们跟大家分享的是一位艺术家，是一位电影制片人，他听过这场音乐之后的感受。这个人是一家剧院的前执行制片人，然后他说，神韵交响乐中西乐曲合璧，浑然天成，揭开音乐历史上的新篇章。他讲，不仅展现了5000年的中国的文化，而且还展现出天堂的意境， 带给人心灵无限的启迪和艺术上的震撼。截止到接受采访时，他无法寻找一个词汇来形容自己的感觉，因为自己整个的身心慢慢的体会吸收着神韵音乐所带来的奇妙和鼓舞人心的感受。整个的音乐具有非常强大的吸引力，让人完全投入，忘却自己，身心感到极为的舒畅。他紧接着讲说，整个时间过得太快了，两个小时的音乐演出就像20分钟一样，因为这是我前所未有的一种体验。我感觉到自己的心和神韵的音乐很近，我以前对音乐的理解和今天在这里感受到的是完全不同的。中西合璧，浑然一体，两者的演出非常完美，音乐非常美丽，韵律非常美，千回百转般的细腻，音乐把你整个包围在一起。最让他感到特别的，他讲说，让你完全感到了天堂的意境，引领着你，启迪着你，非常感人。他牵引着你，带你来到天堂。这是中国传统文化的深邃，中华文化的深邃，太多的内涵值得体会。韵律富有节奏，轻盈，时缓时紧，但令人内心中非常的宁静。文章他的感触太多了，太长了。我觉得最关键的问题，要懂得最好的东西就在身边。这就是我跟大家强调的，真正信仰的东西是生命的概念，而不仅仅是人的概念。
神韵交响乐团将于本周六在全世界最著名的音乐殿堂纽约市的卡耐基音乐厅举行两场盛大的音乐会。来看详细报道。
10月5号的演出将是神韵交响乐团在卡耐基音乐厅的第二次演出。去年10月，神韵交响乐团首次在卡耐基音乐厅举办音乐会，乐团成员们三次安可，三次谢幕，观众经久不息的鼓掌欢呼，表示从未听到过如此特别的音乐。
我常常来这边40几年听音乐会，第一次感到有这么震撼，可以听到这么多东方的曲目，东方作曲家的作品，很感动。
A wonderful blend of East and West. Interesting as the program progressed, the blend got a little more and more Western. We heard some major thirds in there that wouldn't have been in Eastern music, but just all in all, one and the singers were spectacular.
神韵交响乐团的音乐作品都是神韵作曲家们的原创，取材于中华5000年历史文化与各地各民族音乐，恢复传统，同时借助西方古典乐器和声的烘托。几位神韵歌唱家将在交响乐的伴奏下使用美声唱法唱中文歌曲，这些原创歌曲包含对生活的哲学和反思，其内涵超越民族、种族和文化的界限，广受世界各地观众的喜爱。今年神韵交响乐团音乐会将由米兰·拿契夫、雷夫·桑斯卓普、郭耿维和佐藤洋平四位指挥家联袂指挥，目前已圆满结束了在美国首都华盛顿特区的演出。纽约市的卡内基音乐厅是今年巡回演出的第二站，之后还将到波士顿、达拉斯、休斯顿、洛杉矶和旧金山演出。新唐记者胡志华、林兰，纽约报道。